Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Geraldine Hoban, I mentioned the washer, or Eric mentioned the washing machine being dumped and then put back in the van. What happened to your washing machine, Geraldine?
Well, Joe, I was standing in the kitchen yesterday afternoon with a load on the washing machine, and it proceeded to spin.
Okay.
And with that, there was an unmerciful bang. I thought the window was coming in, and the door of the washing machine actually shattered into a million pieces.
Wow.
And flew across the kitchen. But it wouldn't stop. It still proceeded to spin.
Oh, the drum, the drum was spinning around.
Still kept spinning,
yeah.
Even though the glass had shattered. So as the drum was spinning, the glass was flying everywhere. All over the kitchen. I couldn't stop it.
And
all I could do was get my child, my dog out and close the door and wait.
And what type of glass, when the glass in a washing machine disintegrates, what does it go into, little splinters, or does it go into sheets?
Well, there was great big bits in the beginning, but then as the thing kept spinning and spinning, they were getting smaller and smaller. It was like a war zone, Joe, in the kitchen. Now, the machine is a year and a half old.
Okay.
So when I rang when I rang the shop where I bought it, you get on to England.
Okay.
So they were of absolutely no use to me and told me they couldn't deal with it, so gave me another number to ring. I rang that other number, and they were worse than useless as well. So
okay,
they gave me a number in Dublin. Yeah.
But did they say, we've never heard of this before?
Oh, no, they didn't say that. The guy this morning on the Dublin number that I rang when I got through to England again told me, well, you're out of warranty. It's a year and a half old. If you were cut, go on and email the claim line. Other than that, that's it. Goodbye. And he hung up on me.
Okay, in the set. Now, Geraldine, was there anything in the machine that could have caused? Did anyone leave a chisel in their pocket or something, or a hammer?
No, Joe. I picked through the washing when it eventually stopped. I picked through the washing. There was a dressing gown, two towels, a couple of pairs of socks. And that was it. There was nothing in the pockets of anything.
But you could hardly use those towels again, could you?
No, everything is gone.
Gone.
Everything is gone.
Because it could be little shreds or shards
absolutely
of glass in the towel. You don't want that.
I threw everything out. I actually cut my hands and my ankle trying to get through all the glass and splinters.
And when you say it was like a war zone, like, what were you doing when it exploded?
I was just standing in the kitchen talking to my teenage son.
And then bang.
And with that, there was an unmerciful bang. I thought the window had come in the back door.
Okay.
And when I looked, the washing machine is just off the kitchen to the side in a small utility room.
Right.
And when we looked, the thing was flying at about 1,500 spin, and the glass was absolutely flying all over the place.
And was the glass, if the drum is spinning, and the glass, when the drum is still spinning, the glass disintegrates, did the glass go up in the air or straight onto the floor? Do you follow me?
Joe, it went everywhere.
Wow.
Because the more it was spinning, the glass was just spinning with it, and it was in a million pieces. It was flying everywhere. Now, I did Google broken doors on washing machines.
Oh, good stuff,
and apparently it can happen.
And why?
But there's no explanation. There's no explanation, apparently, for it.
Yeah.
But they said some of the companies are now putting a plastic film over the outside of the glass to stop that if it does happen, at least the glass will implode rather than explode.
Because the image you've given us there, like a war zone with the glass flying everywhere, propelled by the drum going at 1,500 RPM. That's like, remember those old Gatling guns that used to be in the movies? The circular
guns. Well, that's exactly how it felt, Joe, yeah. It took me all my time to get the dog out and the child out.
And how did you clean
and
up?
And there, for the grace of God,
yes,
that I didn't have any children in the house.
But you had your son. What age is he?
Well, he's 15.
Okay. And what, did
no,
he
I got him out. I got him, grab the dog and get out.
I presume he got a fright, did he?
He got an awful fright. My son has autism, so any kind of a loud noise or bang. So he was very, very upset last night over it.
And how did you clean up?
I was shaking.
Yeah.
I was absolutely left shaking.
How did you clean up the glass? How long did that take?
Very, very slowly. As I say, I cut my fingers and I cut my ankles trying to get all the glass up. I have photographs of what was left. There's still glass there. The dog's bowls was covered in glass. The countertops were covered in glass. Everywhere.
Okay.
But the customer services from Indesit were absolutely appalling.
But now you've no washing machine. You've no washing machine.
I've no washing machine. No, but I don't want them. He told me it would be €120 for the part and €60 for someone to come out. I said, I'm going out today. Thankfully, I'm fortunate enough that I'm in the position I can go out and buy a new washing machine.
But he was saying,
I will go out and buy a new washing machine.
What was he or she implying, if that's what he said? Are they implying that this is normal wear and tear?
Well, basically his thing was, that's it, end of. And I was left talking to the air because he hung up on me.
Okay. I just wonder, Anya, that I know we've had oven doors exploding. We've had pint glasses exploding. We even had CCTV of that. We used it on Liveline Callback. And that was exactly as the caller explained, a pint glass just sitting, so to speak, on a pub counter back in the old days when we used to have pubs. And the glass just out spontaneously exploded. But okay, anyone ever experienced the door on your washing machine exploding while it's in motion, while it's on a spin? Okay.
But what worried me, Joe, is why didn't it stop? Why did it keep spinning? Why is there no safety to stop that happening when there's no glass?
Yeah.
It's a health and safety issue. I'm just warning anyone out there with children, be very, very careful.
You mentioned that your son has autism.
Yes.
And how have you managed during the lockdown?
In the beginning, with great difficulty. But he's got routines now and we're managing a lot better. But in the beginning, it was very, very difficult for him because he missed the whole routine.
And was it any sign of his routine in terms of his school or whatever starting off again?
That's what he missed. Joe, we don't know. We take that day by day.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's hard.
Minister de Tánaiste yesterday, Minister for Adhkar didn't hold that much hope for people with intellectual disabilities who have been on to us.
He certainly
in
did
their
not.
Droves, and they are at their wits' end. At their wits' end and beyond at this
Absolutely.
Stage.
Absolutely. A lot of my friends are a whole lot worse off than me, Joe. With two or three children, you know?
Okay, Geraldine, thanks indeed. And mind yourself, that's Geraldine Hoban and Kells. Okay, back to shattering washing machine doors, shattering doors in general, and difficulties with appliances, white goods. Oliver Murray, Oliver, what happened?
Well, it's about 3 years ago. We were, about this time of the day, we'd finished lunch, loaded up the dishwasher. I went into my office in my home, which is on the ground level, and my wife went upstairs to do something.
Yeah.
She called down and sort of said she could smell something.
Right.
Could I check? Went into the kitchen, and the dishwasher was belching, the dishwasher was belching out black arid fumes, basically. It smoke, the whole place was filling up. So we have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen.
Well done, yeah.
Used
well
it
done.
To put it out. Yeah. Made a terrible mess, but it was a powder one. Did the job. And I thought, I mean, the machine was 7 years old.
Okay.
So it was well out of warranty. But I thought I'd take a punt. So I wrote a very polite email to the company, looked up the service department's email online, wrote them an email and sort of said, look, I know it's 7 years old, but had this happened when we were in bed, had it happened when we were out of the house,
etc.,
it could have been pretty bad. So within about 40 minutes, I had a phone call from the UK asking if I was willing to have an engineer come and look at it, which they did. He took a look at it, went out to his car, came back in 10 minutes later and said, we're replacing it.
Okay.
Is it okay? It's a bank holiday weekend. Is it okay if we can't get it until after the bank holiday?
All right.
And I said, fine. And the next, on the Tuesday, whatever, the guy turned up with a brand new dishwasher. So what was possibly the most interesting part of it was that when they wanted the carcass back, I offered to dispose of it.
Okay.
In the local recycling place. But they were very keen to get it back.
Okay.
And interestingly, when the guy came to collect it, his entire job is driving around Ireland with a truck picking up dead appliances. And he said the going on fire is the most common reason that he takes back an appliance.
And that's why they say, do not turn on the dishwasher when you go to bed.
No. And I had never thought of that.
I know you didn't.
It's something we did every night, or not every night, but frequently.
Or a dryer, for that matter.
Or a dryer.
Yeah, or an appliance.
But the other interesting point about what this guy said was that he brings them to a warehouse and they're all lined up by brand, because he works for all the companies. Mm-hmm. But he said it has nothing to do with the price of the dishwasher. So your famous better brands mm-hmm. are represented more in relation to the fact that they sell less of them in his warehouse. Mm. So, you know, buying the top of the range doesn't necessarily stop them from bursting into flames. I think it was the little circuit board that had, for some reason, decided to start going far.
Because you remind me, just something about brands. We weren't covering breastfeeding or formula. We were covering the fact that the only food that's excluded when you go into a supermarket and you get free parking if you spend 50, or you get a tenner voucher if you spend 50, the only food product that is not eligible to be part of that promotion, so to speak, is baby formula.
Sure.
And I was reading up on it yesterday, and there's loads of documentaries. Baby formula is so highly regulated, obviously, because it's for our children, our babies especially, that basically every baby formula is the same. So yeah. If it's regardless. Now, I know if you go from Aptamil to Cowangate and then go to the Aldi brand or whatever, if a child is used, the baby is used to one. But I'm told that every baby formula is the same, because that every one of them has to reach the same high standard and the same ingredients. And if one baby formula company comes along and says, we've discovered that by adding vitamin D, and we can prove this improves the formula, well, then everyone has to add vitamin D, if that's what the authorities say. But anyway, that's just about branding. And I was fascinated by that over the last few days.
With the dishwashers and the other white goods, the guy said to me, there's basically two companies that manufacture them. So it's brand A or brand B, really.
In fact,
the one that went up in smoke on us was a particular brand that's no longer sold in Ireland, and they replaced it with another one from the same family of brands.
Okay. By the way, did any smoke damage?
No, guy. Fortunately, my wife's quick intervention smelling it very quickly meant that I was in the room within a few minutes. So the place was covered in the dust from the powder from the extinguisher. It was a horrible mess.
Okay. But you got a new dishwasher within a couple of days. That's great. Well done, Oliver Murray, Barbara in Luke, and thanks, Oliver. Barbara, what happened to you?
Hi, Joe. Well, we had an exploding shower door.
Okay.
This was just back in January, actually, and I had gone out of the house. My husband was in bed, and he heard an almighty bang and didn't know what it was, so got up and kind of was wandering around. It wasn't in our bedroom. It was the main bathroom. So he walked out and suddenly was confronted with glass everywhere, just everywhere. And couldn't understand that the shower hadn't been used in, I'd say, 2-3 weeks maybe, because there's only the two of us here in the house that we rarely use that bathroom. And just the entire door had shattered and was all over the floor.
Any reason given?
No reason. So he,
any cause? Like, any cause?
Sorry?
There must be some cause, but you weren't able to find out.
No, we weren't able to find out. And like your first caller, the lady who had the exploding washing machine door, my husband Googled it and came across an article someplace that said, yes, it's something that can happen, but no reason for it. And I mean, the fortunate thing about it was that there was actually nobody in the shower, because if it happened when you were in it, I don't know how you'd get out of it.
Exactly. In your bare feet. Exactly,
yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and by the way, did you have to replace the door, the unit, insurance?
The unit. The whole unit had to be replaced, yeah, because obviously if it had happened, it's a kind of two sliding doors. So if it had happened to one door, the danger was that it would happen to the other one. So that they advised that we replace the whole unit.
And did your insurance cover it?
They did, Joe. They did.
Well done.
We were very lucky. Yeah.
Okay. Well done, Barbara.
So, all's well that ends well. It didn't, and nobody was injured. That was the most important thing.
Okay. Thanks indeed, Barbara, in Luke, and 51551. Watch out.